Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Do you belong to that kind of people who are delivering their tasks like on a factory line? Or do you have the time to take a step back and to reflect what was good or bad? Hello and welcome to this new episode. And in this episode, I wanted to talk with you about self-reflection, because I found for myself that this is such an important topic and it's not really prioritized, very often at least, in our modern working world. And maybe that resonates with you, but I have made the experience that in our modern working world, we have a lot of stress, we have a high workload, we have a lot of tasks that we have to deliver. And so often, everything is just about deadlines. We have a task, we have a deadline, we perform, we deliver, we work until it's done. We provide the result to the stakeholders who were requesting it. And then sometimes, if we are really lucky, we get some feedback. But in most of the cases, okay, it's just done. And then the next task is already on our table. And we keep doing the same thing again. The same story starts again. And very rarely we really receive feedback and we can really take the time to sit down and think, okay, what I have delivered there, was that good or bad? Or what was good and what was bad? Because we don't really have the possibilities, especially at work, at least according to my experience, that we can sit down for a couple of minutes and just think, okay, I have done this kind of tasks, I have created this presentation, or I have hosted this meeting, I have run this project, or I have given this presentation. What were the things that were good? And what were the things that were not so good? In the past, I rarely did that myself at work because, as I said, for me, it was just okay. One task delivered, that was done, and the next was already on the table. And I think feedback is something that is so often discussed in companies nowadays. It's always talked about that we need a feedback culture, we need more feedback among the people, but still it happens so rarely that really feedback is given, that somebody comes to you and just say, hey, I have seen you in that meeting, I have seen you given this presentation, can I give you some feedback about it? To me, at least, it happens very rarely, and maybe this is also a part of the Nordic culture. And most likely, even more rarely, it happens that you go in advance to someone and say, hey, I will do this presentation or I will host this meeting. Could you pay attention to a couple of things and give me feedback afterwards? I think that requires also a bit of courage. And if we are doing our tasks like on a factory line, if we are just following what we have to do, if we are just trying to perform, we don't even think about that most of the time because we are so focused on the facts that we have to deliver. We are just focused on getting the things done. But we are not really focused on saying, okay, am I doing this in a good way? Or would there even be other ways to do it differently? Maybe in a better way? Or what can I learn from just delivering that task that I have done? And is it then maybe the same in your private life? That you have certain things to do in your everyday life, that can be grocery shopping, that can be cleaning your flat, that can be organizing your birthday party or organizing your next traveling for your holiday. If you're just so full of stress if you just have a high workload and you just feel the pressure that, okay, you have to get the things done. And most important is that you have done them, no matter in a good or in a bad way. You never take a step back and reflect and think, okay, was that good or was that bad what I have done there? I mean, of course, grocery shopping is maybe not the very best example to apply a lot of self-reflection. And there is for sure also not these many things to improve, because that's a quite, let's say, a straightforward thing if you go to the supermarket and you're collecting your things. But if, let's say, you're organizing a weekend trip for yourself or for you together with your friends or for you together with your partner, and you're just trying to make everything right. You have a little bit of time pressure. You're trying to organize everything. You have a destination you want to travel to. You know, okay, you will stay there one or two nights. You will organize the trip, the flight, the taxi transfer to the hotel. You're booking the hotel. You're trying to make everything right. You have still a lot of time pressure also because you still have a lot of other things to do in your everyday life. And then the day is there and the traveling happens and maybe not everything is going smoothly and things are stressing. But anyways, is it just that you say, okay, nevertheless, it doesn't matter, we have done the trip and anyways, it was quite nice? Or do you take the time to reflect a bit and say, okay, what were the things that were not so cool? Or what was it actually that I liked? And then, okay, what were the things that were not going so well? And I don't mean that kind of self-reflection in the way of blaming yourself, but just saying, okay, what are your lessons learned? And I can give you a concrete example from my own life because that actually happened to me just very recently. So I went over the Easter weekend together with my boyfriend to Riga. And we have done the usual things to organize the trip. We have booked the flight from Helsinki to Riga. We have booked a nice hotel. And then we were thinking, okay, should we book a transfer from the airport to the hotel in advance? Or should we just take a taxi from the airport to the hotel once we are arriving there and leaving the airport? Because for sure there will be taxis. And at the end, this is what we have done. So we came out of the airport and, of course, as expected, there were a lot of taxi drivers who were offering us their services and we were a little bit overloaded by that offer, I would say. I was myself a little bit stressed from the flight and from the traveling. And then, okay, we have found a taxi driver. He made it quite friendly impression, I would say. We were entering into the taxi. He has driven us to the hotel. The whole drive was about 20 minutes from the Riga airport to the hotel, which was located in the city center. He was very friendly during the whole drive, so he was chatting a little bit with us. He was quite well speaking English, of course, with an Eastern European accent, and also his way of driving was, I would say, quite the Eastern European style. But we had enjoyed the drive, so it was already nice weather in Riga. It was quite sunny. We have seen a lot already from the city when coming from the airport to the city center, crossing the river, and then we were arriving in front of the hotel and we were happy to be there. And then he typed the, let's say, the final data in his taxometer, and then he said to me, okay, that makes 70 euros. And I was a bit like, okay, 20 minutes of drive, 70 euros. I looked at my boyfriend, he looked at me, and we were a bit like, okay, should we now say something against that or not, or should we just pay to not develop any conflict here? And so, yeah, we decided to pay. We left the taxi with our luggage. We checked in the hotel. And then once we were entering our hotel room, we were a little bit like, okay, we need a minute to breathe through, because obviously we have been screwed there and 70 euros for 20 minutes of taxi drive did sound a little bit, or not just a little bit, but sounded definitely too much. And we were a bit like, okay, shit, obviously we have been very stupid. We have now paid definitely too much money. Why haven't we asked before entering the taxi what the price would be? We could have agreed with the taxi driver what the final price would be if he would have said 70 euros before starting the trip. We could have said, no, mister, thank you, we will look for a different service. And of course, we were blaming ourselves because we have not done that. But at the end, it was also clear, okay, we cannot change that anymore. But then just if we, and then of course we did that, if we reflect on that, because it was very obvious we had done a mistake and we could have done things in a different way. But then reflecting on that, and saying to us, okay, there is no need to blame ourselves now, because now the situation is gone. It has happened. We have paid the money. It's okay. It's just money. Nothing bad has happened to us. But lessons learned for the next time, whenever we will do that again, we ask in advance what the taxi drive will cost, how much money we should pay. And when we left Riga after staying there for two nights, this is exactly what we have done. We have actually booked then a transfer back to the airport. We have asked in advance how much it will cost. It was surprisingly 23 euros for the same way, just backwards from the hotel to the airport. And then we have learned, okay, now at least that was worth it, that kind of reflection, that kind of applying it. And okay, let's say on average the price for both taxi drives was still a little bit expensive, but okay. But then for any kind of next trip that we will do, we will definitely keep that in mind. And basically, I think this is something that we should also apply to our working life. So whenever we host a meeting or when we do a presentation, just to have these couple of minutes of self-reflection afterwards. I don't mean to overthink the whole thing, or to let's say not sitting at home after your workday in your flat over hours and thinking like, oh my god, I was so bad and I have done this presentation in a bad way, and why can't I do this better? I don't mean that. What I mean with self-reflection and just taking a step back and analyzing what you have done would be just, the whole thing is over, you have done the presentation, or you have hosted the meeting or whatever, you sit down just for a couple of minutes and write a couple of bullet points down. Okay, what were the good things? Just 3-4 things that you think for yourself what has went well, and then a couple of things, 1, 2, 3 things also where you think, okay, if I now think about that, that was actually not so cool, and I could try to improve that in the future. And that just takes a couple of minutes. You can write it in a book, you can write that in a digital file, and after these minutes you close the book, you close the file, you have a chance, once you do the next time a presentation or the next time that you host a meeting, you look on that again, and you can take that into account to really improve yourself and to allow yourself to make things better the next time, because this is also how you can grow and how you can really improve yourself and make something better. And I really had to learn that myself, because maybe you have noticed it already, that podcast episode here is now number 50. So it's my 50th podcast episode. I have started with this podcast in autumn 2021, and I am really proud that I have now 50 episodes already out. It was quite a journey. It was a lot of content that I have produced, and I will definitely continue because I have so much fun also in recording this podcast and creating content. But nevertheless, when I started the podcast, and of course over the first months when I have done the podcast, I did it in the way that I thought this is good. I did it in the way that I thought, okay, this is working for me. This is the way that I like. This is the topic I would like to talk about, and hopefully that also resonates with other people. But then I really had to learn after a while, and there were also a lot of people who had inspired me to that, to say, okay, now take a step back and analyze, was really everything good that you have done there, and what are the things that could be improved? And once again, I also needed to figure out myself to not play me in a certain way and saying, oh yeah, shit, I should have done it like this from the beginning, or I should have made the topic of the podcast much more clearer from the beginning. It's once again, it's also that kind of admitting for yourself and allowing yourself to say, okay, it is okay in that way, because when I have started to do the podcast, I haven't known it better. I have done my best as it was possible for me at that point in time, but nevertheless, after a while and during the time that I'm running the podcast, of course I learn and I meet different people and I get different inspirations and I hear different opinions which make me think, is that really good? What am I doing? Or are there things that can be improved? And maybe if you follow me on social media, especially on Instagram, I had very recently that I had in my stories a couple of small surveys that I have done with you, if you are belonging to my followers, where I have asked you about the podcast, what would actually be the ideal length of a podcast episode for you, or what are the topics that you are most interested in and where you would like to hear more about. So this has also given me a lot of interesting insights, what I can improve, what I should improve, what are the points that I should think about. And if you don't follow me on social media yet, I would really invite you to follow me on LinkedIn. You can find me under Michaela Kettner, or on Instagram. Nowadays, you can find me under spotlightyourself.michaela. And there on Instagram, you will definitely hear about the new things that will be coming in this podcast, because I am planning to revise and to renew and also to review a couple of things about the topic, about the target group that I have with this podcast. So if you follow me on Instagram under spotlightyourself.michaela, you will definitely hear the news how this podcast will continuing. And I also plan in the future that you have a chance to vote, for example, for the new cover picture of the podcast, for different topics that will be discussed in the podcast. And of course, I would also be very, very happy if you give me some direct feedback, if you write me a direct message over Instagram or also via LinkedIn, what you think about this podcast, if you have certain topics that you would like to hear in this podcast, especially when it comes to how to get visible, how to show up with self-confidence, and also how to communicate with self-confidence. And if you like this podcast, I would be very happy if you would leave me a rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, because both platforms provide nowadays the possibility to give a rating for the podcast. And with this, you would also help me to make the podcast more visible on these platforms for other listeners. With this, I would now like to conclude this 50th episode. After it gets published, I plan to take a couple of weeks of a break with publishing episodes to focus on the renewal of this podcast, to make it even better, to come up with new inspiring topics for you. And I will be back in a couple of weeks. And I thank you a lot for listening to me, and I hope that you will stay tuned and we will hear us soon again.